Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're taking the precautions on the restaurants today is because we are seeing that small uptick. And what we want to do is make sure that customers of restaurants are safe, making sure that staff at restaurants are safe, and making sure that we're not adding to increasing that number of potentially infected COVID patients.
Ken, it's Friday. Are you doing that on purpose to try to? I'm in a great mood. I don't need to be reminded that 10 people cannot go watch the Patriots game on Sunday together.
Is that Martin Luther King or Mayor Walsh? I guess I'm confused.
like you've listened to any regulations from any politician in the last 9 months. Let's be honest. 10 people, that's a brunch.
I do my best to follow the guidance. The guidance.
How great would it be this Sunday? You have the back-to-back games. You have Pats at 1, Bucks at 425. Just sit at Stats and Southie. Have three different meals.
I know.
Beautiful day. They'll have the windows open.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can have fun at Stats. It's a great place to watch a game, and things are fun over there. But it would be nice to be able to have 10 people in the city where
it would be.
It.
And the sad thing about this is I just saw this on Instagram, some like Boston Culture, and there was a story about it on Boston.com that says, you know, about 20% of Massachusetts restaurants have closed for good. And, you know, so
for good?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
So what was the I think the number was there are 14,000 there were 14,000 Massachusetts restaurants.
16,000 as far as from Boston.com, it said some guy, Bob Luz.
Yeah. He's from the Mass Restaurant Association.
Yeah, it said there's about 16,000 restaurants that exist in the Massachusetts, you know, area. And that
3,000 are owned by Greg.
Right.
And so over 4,000 of them have closed for good.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And when you think of the... And that's why we talked about this yesterday a little bit, right? So the governor says you can have people sit at bars and you could do this and you could do some of these things in Massachusetts. But then the mayor of Boston says, you know, because I wonder what the number of restaurants there are in the Boston area versus, you know, the just
all over the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a couple thousand, right?
And he says you can't do what the governor says. That just to me doesn't make sense. You know, it would be like in sports analogies, Greg, it would be like the coach saying, do this, but the owner saying, you can't do that. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But then you got knuckleheads like this guy in Framingham who was having parties at his place, and it leads to outbreaks.
Oh, did you see that guy?
Yeah.
Ken has aged 50 years on the show. He's now calling people knuckleheads.
Well, no, but they said he had, what do you have, like a warehouse or something? And They said that there were up to 250 people who were attending
like a rogue club or something.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
Man, like, where was my invite?
I don't know, Wiggy.
It was a basement, right?
Okay,
basement of someplace on Concord Street. He's having bang out parties,
like an after hours joint.
250 people, though. I mean, that's
where's Spicer?
That's a little bit over the edge.
No, not that really. Is, I mean, think about it. Think if you're a 24-year-old, 25-year-old. Young adult, you're living life, you're single, and it's like, you know, you were going to nightclubs once, you know, every weekend or, you know, a couple times a weekend. Now, all of a sudden, you've been shut down. And if you can find a place that has, like, a rogue guy who's like, hey, listen, we got drinks, we got music, we got dancing.
He's got DJs and everything.
Got a DJ,
I'm reading the story.
Right.
It's awesome.
DJs?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
light show?
Definitely
strobe
light show.
Strobe lights were involved?
Yeah, definitely.
They were playing Crazy Eights and gambling.
Past appetizers?
Yes, they had some pigs in a blanket.
Sounds like, I mean, listen, it sounds like a good night.
Pigs in a blanket is an underrated appetizer, I think.
You do?
Yeah.
Who says it's underrated? Those always get pounced on.
No. I think the only thing that really makes the pig in the blanket is the sauce that you're dipping it in.
Right. Well, it's generally isn't it like a honey mustard or something like that? Or
well, but the other thing that makes the pig in the blanket, because I was just thinking about this when you said it.
What is it, Curtis?
Thing that makes it pig in a blanket is what you dip it in.
Well, yeah, that's
not at all what makes it pig in a blanket.
Well, he gets giddy, positively giddy when you start talking about food.
No,
as do I.
Yeah, but you can't just have a pig in it. There's two things that really like make the pig in a blanket. Number one is the sauce that you dip it in, because no one just wants to eat pigs in a blanket without no special sauce. And the second thing is the wrapping of the blanket you put the pig in. Like I've had pig in a blanket and when they were wrapped in croissants. I don't know if you ever had that.
No.
Spectacular. Rather than, you know, they just wrap them in pretzel. Right. Pretzel.
Your pig in a blanket is a full pig though. It's like it's a full length hot dog.
No, it's a mini dog.
Speaking of food, though, completely lost opportunity for extra sauce. The dining playbook people asked Cam about like where he goes to eat vegan stuff in Boston, and he had this big, long answer, including this little gem.
Just because I'm vegan doesn't mean I just go outside and just pick up grass and, you know, put ranch on it.
I mean, that would have been a whole show for you.
Well, he's pretty strict when it comes to sticking vegan.
Yeah, I got to give him credit, man. Kind of like another quarterback who was pretty strict to what they're eating.
Yeah, you're right about that. Did you guys settle your bet for Sunday?
Oh, man. No, we haven't yet. But I have no need to box Scott anymore. Yeah. So,
you're right.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, we got to figure that one out. I don't know.
I'm out of brain power.
Because I said that Cam statistically would have a better game than Tom.
Well, what do you think the weekend looks like for Gronk? How involved in the offense do you guess Gronk is going to be on Sunday?
If Gronk's smart, he starts coughing before he can get on the plane.
You said yesterday that he's going to be pissed. I don't think he cares.
Yeah, he's got to be, though.
I don't think he cares.
You believe that he comes out of retirement to basically do everything he was doing in New England, which made him retire?
So do you think that he was sold a bill of goods, or that he is unable to perform at the level that Bruce Arians thought he would be able to.
No, I think he was sold a bill of goods. I think that it was like, come on, Gronk, you come here, you catch balls, we'll utilize you when we get in the red zone. You don't have to worry about run blocking that much. You'll have fun doing it. What did we see during training camp? Him catching balls all over the place. Now it's like, well, we don't throw to our tight ends. That's why we have wide receivers.
I think that was probably a Tom Brady thing, don't you think?
Of course.
I think Tom Brady told him, hey, you're signing him. And they're like, "What? You know, all right, we'll do that for you.
But how do you think
he... Gronk couldn't have been... do you think Gronk knew that it was just a favor to him to give him, like, an extra paycheck? Or, I mean, he...
No.
Like, how do you think I don't know what he expected.
He expected that he was going to go down there and catch footballs and get a chance to catch touchdowns. That's what he expected. That's why he comes out of retirement.
But if I'm the Bucks right now and Jason Light, the GM there, why am I paying him $10 million? To literally be a glorified blocker.
That's right.
I mean, I'd cut him if this is what he is. Either get him the ball and involve him in the offense or release him.
And then Arian says he can't run past anybody anymore. So what is that? Like, who's going to cover him now? People are going to be like, oh, he's just...
I know.
That's your coach.
I mean, actually, you're right. He probably is kind of pissed off.
Gotta be. I mean, I would be.
He's not the kind of guy, though, who gets pissed off about something like that.
But you got to understand, right?
You have been so briefed by the Gronks.
I have not been.
Greg's been briefed by the by the Gronks, the Celtics, the Bruins.
Yep. I have not. Perhaps it's definitely Bob and Jonathan.
I have not.
But when you think about Gronk.
How does this feel?
It feels fantastic.
Yeah.
You could do it all night.
So do you.
Wait, was that Chris Matthews or Greg?
Gronk's mindset had to be, all right, I'm coming out of retirement to catch footballs. That's why. Touchdowns.
When do you think that discussion happened? Do you think it happened before Tom Brady signed, or do you think it was after? Between the two of them. Or do you think they were talking all along, Gronk was like, you know what, wherever you go, I'll come back. And we'll put the band together again.
Yeah, I think once he knew Brady was testing the free agent market after the season was over, I think that there was probably talks of, hey, you know, I'm kind of getting that itch a little bit to play. Depending on where you land, maybe, you know, I can come there. Because you start to think, if it was New Orleans, you know, their tight end situation. I know they got Jared Cook, but you would think that everybody would want Rob Gronkowski. And the fact that now you're playing for a coach that says you're basically useless, but you came out of retirement, and you are one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game. Talk about your legacy.
I mean, he's the greatest actual single season. If you had one tight end you had to play for 1 year, I would take Gronk over any tight end in NFL.
I mean, he's top three all time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And so this texter says he did not come back from retiring after winning the Super Bowl to do what he's doing. It's embarrassing.
It is.
Go Bucks.
Think about how his career ended.
Do you think it's
yes.
embarrassing?
Oh,
not
yeah.
compared to what he was doing.
No. Because you got
to... For Wiggy to say that something... The guy who was in the Aaron Hernandez documentary acting like he knew him to say something is embarrassing...
I knew the situation.
It's got to be really
embarrassing. I had my finger on the pulse.
He's going to be part of the Chris Watts documentary next week on Netflix.
I had my finger
on... I would have never expected what he was off the field, what...
For the guy who is plugging a gym constantly for a free membership to box, it's got to be...
It's a great gym, for him
to say that's embarrassing, it's got to be really embarrassing.
A guy to join a gym because he thinks he might see Cam Newton in there.
Why do you think it's...
Everybody fights in New
Why do you think it's embarrassing? Because it's a commentary on his... where he is physically...
It's embarrassing because you can make the argument that he's the greatest tight end to ever play the game. And the way he's going to walk away from the game is as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer where they don't throw him the football. They barely utilize him. He run, like, that's going to be the last thing we remember about Gronk. At least even when he played for the Pats, he still caught almost 50 passes. They were able to win the Super Bowl. We remember him running down the seam, making that great catch. Like, that's what we remember of Gronk. Now, we're remembering his head coach basically going, yeah.
He's slow.
This guy, yeah, we just brought him to make the room feel better. And that you got to be thinking, if you're Rob Gronkowski, he came out of retirement because he felt like he could still play. And
well, he's collecting $9.5 million.
Right, but I mean, I don't think it's all about just the money. That's part of it. But he probably felt like, I'm going to have a chance to go out there, catch footballs, be the Gronk that I am, you know, which is now, oh, Gronk's having a great year. I can bring my Gronk frat boy. He can't do that.
Could
now.
This be Gronk is doing this? This is on purpose by the team that they're slow playing him so he's healthy for the playoffs. Is there any shot of that?
Maybe. I mean,
yeah, but why run block him so much?
I know. It's a good point.
Yeah.
We haven't had that many red zone opportunities, and I don't see him running 40 yards past people anymore. If we get him press coverage, hopefully he can. But we brought him in to just play tight end. And if that means no catches, that means no catches. I mean, 10 catches, I mean, 10 catches because he's open, and that's where the ball goes. But we just fortified a room that with a veteran player, just like we did with A.Q. Shipley.
So arguably the greatest tight end of all time.
Right.
And you don't care if he has any catches.
Right. Yeah, he might have zero catches.
Good locker room guy.
We brought him in to play tight end. If he has zero catches, so what? If he has 10 catches? Yeah, maybe if he can get off the jam, who knows? He might still be able to run by guys, but I don't know if he can still get off the jam.
Wouldn't the follow-up there be, then, why are you paying him $10 million? Right? Wouldn't that be the logical?
Yeah, it would be. You would have to ask the question. It's probably because Tom demanded that they do it.
And bet you Bruce would probably admit that. He'd say, Tom forced us to sign him.
The follow-up would be like, a guy of his talent, why are you not getting him more involved in the passing game?
Football.
I mean, I think in the in the game that they just played last week against Carolina, I don't even know if I think he had maybe, what, one target?
Yes.
So I would ask the question, why would you go get a guy like Rob Gronkowski? Would you give up a draft pick for a guy that you're not throwing the football to?
Curtis, would you say, this texter wants to know if you'd say that maybe Bill was right again?
Bill won this one so far.
When it comes to an aging player?
Bill, I think, sadly, I will have to admit, he nailed the Gronk situation.
No, Bill would have taken him back last year. Look at their tight ends. I mean, they needed him last year. Gronk screwed him over.
If anything, Bill didn't nail this one. Bill blew this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was smart, he would have said, listen, Gronk, stay here, play for us. Because if Gronk's here, you don't think Gronk has probably 10, 12 catches already?
No,
well,
I think
that's
that
a question. That's a question. Is it a physical thing? Is it just is being gone for a year?
No,
too much to overcome.
I don't think it is. I watched them. I don't think it's a physical thing.
You don't?
Nope. I don't think it's a physical. You're not asking him.
So why? You don't think Tom Brady is sitting there going, "I want to throw the ball to Gronk"?
The one pass that he airmailed to Gronk that went over his head that was in the interception. Gronk ran a good route. He was wide open. You're asking Gronk to run 10-yard outs, 10-yard ends, maybe an over route here. You're not asking him to run 40-yard go routes. He can still do that. The problem is you're not putting him and utilizing him in the offense.
But the thing about Gronk and Belichick was dead on accurate when he was trying to trade him to the Lions 2 years ago for a first-round pick. He read him perfectly. He knew he was dying down. He knew his performance was going to dwindle up with the team, and he was going to get a first-round pick from the Lions before Brady told him not to.
So do you think he lasts the whole season there?
At this rate, no. I think he'd have to walk away.
But I don't know if that's in his DNA, where he's just going to quit. Where I don't think that's in his DNA. Do you think it's – and I know it's hard to really tell unless you're watching like the All-22 – but do you think it's more physical or more of a factor that they're not utilizing him in the offense? Because if you're only targeting a guy once a game, isn't that like you're not?
I think they're not utilizing him, but I'm wondering if they're not utilizing him because physically he's not what they thought he would be. Or
didn't they see him all training camp?
What, for 10 days with pads on? I mean,
because usually when you look at a guy and you go, okay, he doesn't have it no more. I mean, think about this: the Patriots brought Josh Gordon off the street, and who hadn't played in the NFL in I don't know how many years, and it might have been either the first game or the second game they went to him like 8-9 times. If they were doing that with Gronk and he wasn't able to get open and he only had one catches and 8-9 targets, you could go, all right, maybe his skill set just doesn't allow it.
He should just go back to acting. That manscaping ad is fantastic.
It really is.
I mean, that's which is more embarrassing? What's happening with him this season in Tampa or the manscaping ad?
Manscaping?
No, I'd say what's happening.
Probably get paid big bucks for
what's
that.
What's happened to him in
All
Tampa?
Right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
If you've recently begun struggling with your weight or have been for years, take control of it, lose weight, and then keep it off for life with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Patriots and Raiders, 1 o'clock Sunday. NFL Sunday leads you in from 9 to 1. Real postgame show after the Red Sox up until 8 o'clock.
What do you got for a score here, Wiggy, on Sunday?
28-17, Pats.
Okay, that would cover. So Scott's mom and... There's a mom from Weymouth, not Scott's mom, right?
You can call her whatever you want. Okay. Lock of the week.
Both.
That's her first,
on the
lock
same page.
First lock of the week.
Maybe no starting center for the Patriots, though. David Andrews did not practice on Thursday, and Bill Belichick at his media avail today was talking up Yelda Froholt, who is their backup center. Get used to that name. Is that going to create an issue, Wiggy?
Should be.
Quarterback?
I think there's going to be a little bit of an issue there. You're talking about a new center. That because if you've seen David Andrews' hands, it looks like it's in a cast, It's going to be very difficult for him to snap.
Former Patriot Mohamed Sanu has landed in a new spot, and he said in regards to his time in New England, didn't gel out the way I wanted it, taught me a lot, was not a good fit.
Huh. What does that mean?
Didn't like the Patriot way, or?
Doesn't like a quarterback who won't throw the ball to him?
Pretty interesting.
I think
maybe
Cam
would have enjoyed it if he actually could catch a ball.
Yeah, Cam seems like Cam will throw the ball to whoever.
Mm-hmm. Monday Night Football last night, Dolphins won 31-13 in Jacksonville. Florida prosecutors have dropped the charges against Robert Kraft, so his Florida issues are behind him.
Once it never happened.
If he gets those tapes smashed.
Like it never happened.
That's the next step. Celtics Heat Game 5 tonight, 8:30 tip time. Pac-12 back to college football. 7-game conference season in November that reverses their August decision. The Big Ten, Wiggy, is going to start October 24th.
Yep.
Same day the Mountain West now is going to start.
The MAC is looking like they're going to vote and try to have some. Looks like all these college footballs are coming back, except for Bentley.
BC tomorrow. Curtis, what's the line on North Texas? That's going to be a tight one there.
BC minus 17.5. take BC in the points.
Oh, yeah. What's their new quarterback? What's it?
And Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers is a contender for the Heisman Trophy.
Dracovic.
Dracovic.
Meter texted me. He said it's Dracovic.
Dracovic. And the other wide receiver who they haven't gotten the ball to yet.
Yeah, Randy Moss.
The kid from the kid from Ohio State, the transfer from Ohio State.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be tomorrow on AM 850, 6 p.m. kickoff, Curtis, I believe.
6 o'clock on 850.
And the Red Sox lost their Fenway finale 13-1. Alex Cobb shut him down. Martin Perez, Greg, you had big expectations for him. 3-5 on the year, 4.5 ERA. That wraps up the Martin Perez season. Maybe back. They got an option on him. Maybe they'll bring him back. 7:10 tonight, first pitch in Atlanta on the Shaws and Stone Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And that's what's trending on WEI.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEI.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas.
Well, Pats Raiders on Sunday, and we will talk about it with Cam Newton on Monday. This week's Putnam Investment Player Spotlight is on Cam Newton. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on and off the field.
So, Wiggy, if Cam loses Sunday to the Raiders, the Patriots fall to 1-2, and then likely 1-3 the next weekend with the Chiefs. Are we going to be able to officially pump the brakes, as Ken likes to say, on the Cam contract extension?
No, because if he plays well and they lose, very similar to Seattle, why would you pump the brakes on the quarterback of the future?
So you think this is going to be a shootout that they lose at home to Derek Carr?
No, I didn't say it's a shootout. Let's say he plays well, right? And defensively, they
let's
just
say he doesn't.
They gotta win this game. They have to win this game.
Isn't it all about? I mean, it is about them winning, but isn't it all about how Cam plays week in and week out? Because if he continues to play the way he plays, and even if they lose football games, but he's playing well, you can go, we have our guy. Why are we losing these games? Maybe we need to go after somebody at the pass rush. Maybe we need to go get a J.J. Watt. Maybe we need to see about drafting a player to help with pass rush or whatever.
Right, but that has nothing to do with extending Cam. You just said it. Doesn't he have to show this week after week? You want to give him an extension after 1 week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think he's the type of player right now. You found your quarterback, so extend the damn man. Pay the man his money, because come the end of the year, that money's going to be a lot.
I think you got to slow your roll down a little bit. If they do not win this game, he does not win this game. You got to slow down.
I don't want to hear on the extension. This is talk. What I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear next year coming from none of you guys in here that are not on the Cam train on board with giving him the contract. I don't want to hear you go, well, I can't believe the Patriots let Cam get away. So dumb by them. Why didn't they pay him? I don't want to hear none of that.
Why would he get away?
Nobody's not on the Cam train. Yeah, they can franchise him, and he's playing great, and he's motivated partly because he's trying to prove himself. Why would you take that carrot away from him right now?
You're not taking the carrot away
from
him.
Yes, you are. You're handing him $30 million guaranteed.
Yeah, all you're doing is making him now. What motivates somebody more is the fact that they don't have something and they want to get it, or the fact that the person who gave them the opportunity now rewards them, and they don't want to let that person down.
The first person you talked about.
No, I don't. I think when you don't want to let somebody down because they gave you something.
What do you think Bill thinks?
I think that team passed on me.
Right. I think Bill looks at it like, you know what? We're not going to pay him till the end of the year.
Right.
And then I don't know if he's out of Bill's price range by that time.
The David Andrews thing is a little concerning.
Oh, man, Glenn is worried.
Well, he's probably right to be worried.
Yeah. He was very scared yesterday about the quarter. And Fourier predicted, and Fourier's been batting 1,000, and I'm not kidding, he's been dominating his Patriots takes. He said that there will be at least one issue if David Andrews doesn't start with the center to quarterback.
Well, how's he
going to
start? He's got a cast on the thing.
Right.
And he said even if he started and play with the cast, there might be issues because of the feel of the ball and how.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to play with a cast.
Is he gonna be? Could he play with a cast?
No.
That Chargers team doctor shoot it up.
No, because he can't snap the football. If he was a right guard, if he was a right guard or a tackle, yeah, no problem. But he's the center.
That Chargers team doctor is one of those doctors that removes the wrong leg. You know how people people are going in to get their leg removed and they write this is the leg that you're supposed to take because a guy's like him.
Who had the worst week? The Vietnam condom guys or the doctor for the
Chargers? Oh, it's definitely the Vietnam condom guys.
Yeah, that's bad.
I got some more details on that.
Oh, please no.
Really?
Yeah.
We found out how they what did you say?
It was how much they were
repackaged?
Making.
How
whatever much? Whatever these are, it cannot make the situation any better. There's no way to make this story any better.
If you missed it.
Reshaping.
It was my lead this morning at the start of the show. The authorities in Vietnam near Ho Chi Minh City found a factory in which they raided the factory.
Mm-hmm.
There were 320,000 used condoms there. And those who were working in the factory were washing them, reshaping them, and then repackaging them for sale. Mm. So you have most likely, perhaps, a condom that you have used was most likely a washed, used condom.
Right.
Anyway.
Where the rubber met the road, so to speak?
You think it was a certified pre-owned condom?
It might have been, Wiggy. It might have been. A woman who was arrested, who worked there, said that she had received 17 cents for every 2 pounds of condoms.
Jesus.
So she was paid 17 cents to wash, reshape, and then repackage a used condom.
That's more than my first deal here.
I hope she wore gloves. I mean, I hope that they give. Yeah, them, I would think I hope so. They give them gloves.
Do you think they like put names on them too? Like, you know, and it's like, oh, guess what? You know, I this is the same condom that you know, what's his name, Levine, the Levine singer there from Maroon 5 wore. This is the
what? It would have been so much better if you knew Adam Levine's
this
name.
This is Adam Levine.
And you could get right to it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You got to pick those jokes up beforehand.
But. This is the same condom that Adam Levine wore, baby.
It was a, this 508 texter says it was a gently used condom, so no. It's okay.
Gently used.
It's okay. I mean, I wonder how often this kind of thing happens with stuff that you're buying.
I don't know. I'm kind of weird off of this one here. Who's going to get the used condoms?
Well, I have to say, you really offended me and others when you discussed the inability to buy secondhand clothes earlier in the show. That was, bougie.
I just said it's not something I would do. I would be thinking about it the whole time. Like if I bought a used clothing item, I'd be thinking about what the individual who had it before me was doing, what their hygiene habits were. I mean, I that's just me, though.
Curtis immediately agreed. Like, oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
I guess unless the person was famous, then you'd be having no problem with it. Like, oh, I'm wearing Cam Newton's pants.
No, that's you, Wiggy.
Hey, listen. I mean, man, my man got swag, so.
Hey, let me, is it a read every text Friday?
Yes.
So let me get this straight. Greg is the host of a sports show, and his lead was about condoms?
That's it.
Yep. That's it. In a nutshell.
I didn't know Joey had an 860 number.
It was in a nutshell. Did you catch that, Chris?
I think I got
credit for that, will you?
Wow.
All right, sports.
The same condom Jamie Foxx wore.
Oh.
I'm still intrigued by where they came from. Like, where did they get them from, bordellos or where are they getting all the used condoms?
The dumpster diving.
Curtis should get this woman on the show. I mean, if he's a producer worth any.
The dumpster diving for condoms are, in this case, septic diving.
Body moving will be on first. And these condoms probably come from the Nike factory down there.
The 781 texter wants to know if there's a little tag in there that says it was reconditioned by employee number 47444.
Might be.
I mean, I don't. I mean, how much could the markup be? Like, it's got to be. This texter is correct. It has to be cheap to make a condom anyway.
You would think.
You would think it would cost more. Well, I guess not at 17 cents for 2 pounds. I was going to say, you would think it would cost more to clean them and reshape them.
Right, recondition them and all types of stuff. What are they cleaning them with? I hope it's not just soap and water.
That's where all the Clorox wipes went.
It was not, I mean, because think about that. Woo! Think about the spread of corona through all those 350,000 used condoms. I mean, there's going to be a corona study that comes out and says, forget about it.
I'm reading this story from the New York Times on the Vietnam confiscating over 300,000 condoms. And they said in 2007, doctors in China warned against using rubber bands that had been manufactured from used condoms. So we were using rubber bands, maybe.
That's okay. I mean, I think that's okay because it must go through some, like, melting, refiguring process or something. These ones, they're just washing them out with a little, it's probably not even warm, soapy water.
Just Clorox. Just put them in a tub of Clorox.
This is going to bother me all weekend. Why did you bring up the story?
I know. On a sports station, no right. less.
Oof. You know yes. why? It's, I mean, he's starting to see into Ken's world a little bit. If it's bothering him, what's that telling you?
Well, family planning is still in effect, Wiggy.
Right. Yeah,
well,
we need well, a...
Who knows? I told you. We might get Adam Levine's condom.
We need a ruling from the lifeguard on whether or not you can reuse a condom. No?
That's a no for me.
I mean, think about that. Think about how happy your wife would be. Who's she like? Adam Levine? Ryan Reynolds?
I know one guy's condom that Wiggy would reuse.
Oh. Who's that?
And his initials are CN.
Oh, man.
Grow up.
Number one.
It'll be a lot of money at the end of the year for that condom.
Jesus. All right. We are going to take a break, but we will get to the crossover coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Hey, Rich.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys? Good.
What's happening?
Good, good, good.
What's going on?
Not much. No? We got a big big game tonight.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Last Celtics game of the season.
Yes.
Then we could turn our attention fully to the Patriots the rest of the way.
By the way, Wiggy took umbrage.
Yes.
With something
umbrage?
That, umbrage yeah, was umbrage. Something that you said yesterday.
What were you upset
Kelly
about?
Oubre. I am upset that you... threw me in the Awaken 180 take, I think that was what it was, for the Curtis's Celtics fans that you went after.
Yes, Curtis blamed Celtics fans for the reason why they've only won one title.
I blamed Danny Ainge.
And you blamed Danny Ainge.
Right, and you said I was just, well, you didn't say I was, but you said the takes were.
Do you have umbrage or not?
He had real umbrage.
Okay, all right.
He's kind of backing off it
no,
now.
No,
it
no,
seemed
I'm
a little
backing,
bit, yeah, once,
not,
once he's
no,
intimidated by me face-to-face.
I'm saying.
You're very intimidating.
Yeah, my takes are always 100% authentic.
Okay.
So I
doesn't mean they're not hot.
Authenticious.
No. I'm not saying that.
Doesn't mean they're not hot.
They're always hot. I want Danny Ainge fired, I want him fired.
Right,
just for
would
clicks.
Would you guys, I'm not saying it's for clicks, but let me ask Ken. Ken's impartial here. Would you say that the lead, which is a great segment, mm-hmm. right? 6 a.m. sharp.
Yep.
Sometimes leads to a hot takeoff.
I think it tends toward hot takes.
It can.
But I don't think inauthentic. I think it's just,
right.
you know. It's,
no. Wiggy was saying that from
opinion,
a place.
You know,
but Wiggy.
He's supposed to wait. It's been 21. 8 years. it's been a long time. So when I say.
So were they supposed to beat LeBron's Heat? Were they supposed to beat the Golden State Warriors? Were they missed out on a lot of titles or something?
So how
I said this earlier, and I was an idiot.
Oh, you were.
They dealt with LeBron in the East for 8 years.
Well, let me ask this question then.
All right.
Who's won the most recent championship, the Celtics or the Red Sox?
The Red Sox.
And who did we call?
Which sport do you think it's easier to win a title?
No. Whose head did we call for?
I said that earlier too.
Okay,
Rich.
See, Craig gets it.
Whose head did we call for when they weren't winning and being successful?
Ted Williams.
Besides Ted, we were calling.
It was frozen though.
We were calling for
in a factory in Vietnam.
Dave Dombrowski.
Come on,
they're gonna reuse it down the road, Greg. Don't worry about it. We were calling. I said this. One championship in 17 years, and the fact that you haven't. Been to a title in 9 years, you're telling me that GM for any other sports team around here
So you just look at all the sports as the same? You don't look at a sport that has no salary cap and they spend the most is the same as another sport where having the best player in the league matters more?
No, because
playing field.
No. But what you have to do then as a GM, you have to now try to go get the best player.
Think Danny's trying to get the best player? That's what the whole Kyrie experience was for.
Yeah, that's exactly what Kyrie was about.
When you had the opportunity to get Kawhi Leonard, you didn't do it.
Okay, for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard.
All right.
You would have gotten Kawhi Leonard for one year, and then you would have sacrificed everything for the 1 year.
You think the Toronto Raptors were upset that they only got Kawhi Leonard
for one year? No, but if Clay Thompson and Kevin Durant get hurt, then they probably would have been upset.
It sounds like you're moving the goalposts.
Rich, can you say that you don't win a title in the NBA without a superstar?
100%.
Okay, and so why not go get a superstar?
They tried.
They did, and now they're trying to develop one.
And he was a dink.
He wasn't a dink. Come
yes,
to
he
find,
was. No, he was a dink.
No, no, yes,
he
was.
He was a dink.
Come to find out, the problem had already existed with the culture that was created from Brad Stevens and some of the guys that were there. No. Kyrie came in. So then why are they still fighting now? Kyrie's no longer here. Why are
they still had one fight. Overall, they like each other. We talked to Mannix about this yesterday. He would know better than us. He says last year they hated each other. To a man, hated each other. This year, they all get along. Kyrie's gone.
They had no one.
Marcus Morris and Al Horford and Terry Rozier, but I think all those guys being gone helps.
They had no 1 a.m. meetings.
But do they get along? Do they all like each other? Or is there an issue when it comes to Smart?
Smart, I mean, he was the issue after game two, and then they win game three, and then he's kind of taking credit for it, then they lose game four. So, yeah, I think there's still something there. I think Wiggy's right. He needs to shoot less. I think that would go a long way. Like, if he wants to be the Draymond Green of this team, you can still be a part of the team. You can still take your charges. You can still be the emotional guy. You can scream. You can scream at the teammates if you want, but don't take 15 shots in a game.
Who do they think is the second best player on that team?
Who's they? Who are you talking about?
Who's they?
The players in that locker room.
They probably think most nights it's Kemba. Some nights it's Jaylen.
They're probably leaning more towards they believe it's Jaylen Brown. And I don't think Kemba is a big fan of that because Kemba came here to be the number one. Mm-hmm. He came here to be the apex predator.
No, he didn't. No, Kemba's good with Tatum being the number one.
No, I don't think
one.
He is.
Yes, he,
no,
he well, is. Based Come on what?
Based on that's how athletes operate. Okay.
well, that checks out.
No athlete wants to
They're
be
all the same.
No yep. athlete wants to sign a max contract and be the number two guy.
Well, you're still getting that money. Right.
We got to go.
We got to get out of here.
Have a great weekend.
I wanted to take Umbridge with Rich, but...
Umbridge.
Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre.
What are you guys talking about
today? So we got Fitzy in today because it's a Patriots Friday. So we will have Devin McCourty on. We'll have Michael Irvin on. So we'll do Patriots Raiders. We'll also do some Celtics as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
No condom talk?
We might mix in some condom talk as well.
All right.
Yeah.
And I just saw a video. I don't know if you guys have it, but if you haven't heard it yet, you will hear it on the Midday Show. There is the latest episode was just dropped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of Tommy and Gronky doing dad jokes. I watched 20 seconds.
Oh, no.
And my God, it is cringy.
It's the most that Gronk has contributed to the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Right. Well, that's what they brought him in
That's what they're paying him for. Social
videos.
Media.
Yeah, the videos with Tommy.
He's an influencer.
Yeah.
All right. That and his manscaping.
Have a great
show. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Go Celtics. Dale and Keefe is next. We'll be back Monday morning with Cam Newton. Monday morning, 6 a.m. We will be here. I hope you will, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.